Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good to have you with me here on Money and Me, the show where we talk about all things to do with investment. Joining me this morning is Kenny Lowe. He's REIT specialist and independent financial advisor. We're going to be looking at whether or not S-REITs, some of them are trading at all-time highs, which REITs are out there with the top dividends, and which REITs have been upgraded to an ad rating by analysts. We'll discuss some of them that have made our pick list. First up, good morning, Kenny. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Michelle. I'm good. Thank you.
Good to have you with us, as always. I wonder if you could start with a sense of your outlook for S-REITs. But first, how has the REIT index been trading?
Yeah, REIT index, nothing special. It's still pretty boring. Trading on a sideways for many, many months. All right. Mm-hmm. So I believe that you have been reading those are some of the positive news, the vaccine news and those things leading to some rally. Yeah. But actually, the rally is not really a rally. It is just a rotation from the overpriced big cap industrial sector to the hospitality and also retail sector. That's why for the past few weeks, you are seeing that the hospitality and also the retail REIT sector rally. And for the past month itself, the top five performers are all from the hospitality sector, between 8 to 18%.
Wow.
It's a pretty decent rally.
So do you expect this rally to continue as the vaccine race starts to hot up?
I think the rally probably will pause for a while until the result for the next quarter coming out to prove that the release of the vaccine really helped in the tourism and also the hospitality sector and a dividend return to the hospitality sector. So based on this moment, I believe that it is more of a relief rally.
Mm.
Right. Finally, the vaccine is out, but the result is not in yet.
Okay. Let's find out what you think about some REITs, which seem to be trading at an all-time high. Could we start with maybe Mapletree Industrial Trust?
Right. We have quite a number of them. They are trading at an all-time high. But recently, due to the rotation, I have already seen some of the retracement and some of the correction. Parkway, Mapletree Industrial Trust, Fraser Logistic and Commercial Trust, they are actually retracing from the top. These are the good risks, and probably maybe after the retracement finish and when they go back to the support, maybe it's a good time to enter again.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're not breaking it down individually. It's like Mapletree Industrial Trust. Why has it reached an all-time high? It's all part of this value rotation that you see.
Why are they performing pretty well during the past few months? Basically, there are a few factors. One of the factors is basically their DPO performance is pretty resilient during the COVID-19 period. Although we have a lockdown, although we have a circuit breaker, the dividend themselves pay out, actually they're not so much impacted. That's the first reason.
So we're talking about three specifically, right? Mapletree Industrial Trust, Parkway Life REIT, and Fraser's Logistics and Commercial Trust.
Right, that's right. In general, they have the same behavior, same performance, right? So that's the first reason.
Okay.
DPO, they are not really impacted too much. And the second, also very important factor, basically they are having a very healthy and also strong balance sheet. The gearing ratio are quite healthy, which means that they have a lot of debt room to borrow for a new acquisition or for the cash flow management. Mm. On the other hand, they also have a pretty high interest coverage ratio. That will also indicate a very strong cash flow performance from them. If you look at the interest coverage ratio for a Parkway Life itself, it's a whopping 17 times. Keppel DC, 12.7 times. The Mapletree Industrial Trust, about 7 times. Fraser Logistic and Commercial Trust, 6.4 times. It's pretty high compared to other REITs. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the third factor will be the interest cost is pretty low for the Parkway Life. The all-in interest rate is just less than 1%. You just imagine, right? They are able to generate so much cash flow just to pay the little kind of debt obligation.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I want to talk to you about another piece of news, Kenny, that I picked up, and that was at a webinar organized by the REIT Association for Independent Directors. SGX's RegCo CEO said REITs must do all they can to boost investor confidence in the independence of directors. This is Tan Boon Gien who said this, and this might include allowing unit holders to vote on the election of independent directors, which some REITs already do. What do you make of this statement? Is this important for REITs?
Personally,
for investors, rather, excuse me.
Right. Personally, I feel that this is very important, especially now the REIT listed in Singapore going more and more overseas acquisition. Mm. Right? Unlike those REITs in Singapore, we can feel it. For example, Capital Mall Trust, we can go to the shopping mall and have a feel like the traffic, look at whether the shop, whether they're open or not. We can feel it, we can touch it, we can experience it, how the REITs are performing. But when we went into the overseas, basically, it is impossible for an investor like us to really go to the overseas to really experience how the traffic looks like, whether the REIT is doing well, and so on and so forth. So I think that investor very much depends on the report published by the REIT manager and also by the analyst. We are just using the basing the report, which is lagging. Most of the financial data, they are lagging, to make the investment decision for the future. So in this case, as an independent director, it's very important to really help the investor to really do a check and balance on the management team, and at the same time to really see whether there's any other conflict interest within the management team or within those are professional manager for the REIT itself. So personally, I would strongly support this direction moving forward.
Okay. So when it comes to independent directors, how progressive has Singapore been when it comes to its regulations or its guidance compared to global REITs?
I think that Singapore is quite wise in this area. I think that if we are able to strengthen the independent directorship in the REIT board of directors itself, I think you further enhance our stand and also position as a global REIT hub in this region.
So right now, is it a case of independent directors sitting on REIT boards being elected by sponsors rather than unit holders? What's the problem there?
They may create a so-called conflict interest because they may not be able to so-called disclose most of the information. Mm. And I think that it's better to be more transparent in this area. And once we get the independent director, we allow the retail investor to really work for them. I think that also help you. The retail investor can also help to do some background check on the director itself.
Right. So it's about openness and transparency also. All right. Let's look at some REITs on the ad list. So analysts seem to like Ascendas Real Estate Investment Trust for its portfolio, diversified, its tenant base, its focus on sustainability, and the better portfolio occupancy achieved in the third quarter. The analysts Lok Mun Yee and Eng Kar May in a note said that A-REIT's share price has retraced by about 13% over the past 3 months. Do you agree? Is Ascendas REIT a good buy?
Yeah, after the retracement, the current level looks very attractive at about $3. And another thing I like about the Ascendas is during this period, they are also issuing a preferential offering to acquire the office in U.S. Office, they are venturing into office. They are not no longer traditional industrial sector. So increasing the mandate to have a more diversified portfolio, I think moving forward is a very good game plan. And Ascendas being the largest industrial sector and also REIT in Singapore, definitely will help in their long-term position.
Okay. So you expect it to go up in the next quarter?
Maybe not next quarter, but with 1 or 3 years, I think definitely will be going up. Because when they are going for more aggressive acquisition, especially with their low gearing of about 35%, and also in this low interest environment, definitely there is an excellent opportunity for AREIT to really grow their portfolio aggressively and maybe become the top 10 or top 5 in the whole Asia Pac.
Our guest today is Kenny Low. He's REIT specialist, independent financial advisor. He puts his finger on the pulse of how S-REITs are doing for us here on Money and Me. Let's check out REITs that seem to be paying more dividends. I want to focus on three: Soil Build, Mapletree Logistics Trust, and Keppel DC REIT. Do they stand out for you in terms of their dividends, Kenny?
Yeah, for Mapletree Logistics and also Keppel DC, they stand out for me. And actually, these two REITs impressed me with that dividend payout. Okay, they are not holding the dividend. Basically, they are paying out even higher than last quarter in terms of dividend. Right, so it stand out for me, MLT and also Keppel DC. But as for Soil Build, the dividend increased only for one quarter after going downtrend for the past few quarters. For me, I would say that I will wait for a while to see whether this is a turnaround for the Soil Build. The increase of dividend for the past the last quarter actually due to a few factors, due to acquisition, due to the, some of the one-time event. It may not be sustainable, right? Although increased, but it may not be sustainable. If for the next few quarters, if I can see some trend reversal, the dividend increase quarter over quarter, maybe the worst has already been over for the Soil Build. Maybe it's a good time to really be looked into Soil Build again.
All right. Let's just recap for the listener. So Mapletree Logistics Trust, that Kenny said has impressed him, is a logistics REIT. They hold a portfolio of some 146 logistics assets in Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan and China. Their DPU inched up 1.5% year on year. And for the first half of the fiscal year, DPU is up 1.2% on year on year. Next, Keppel DC REIT, that's a data center focus REIT, portfolio of 18 data centers spread across 8 countries, and its DPU increased by 22.1% year on year, supported by new acquisitions made by the REIT. Kenny, can you identify any other REITs with strong dividends payouts that has impressed you?
So far, I spotted two. Also quite impressive based on the recent quarter earnings result. One of them is a Keppel Pacific Oak. The dividend is pretty stable. Although you are hearing a lot of negative news on all the coronavirus is not under control in US. But based on the past few quarter, the DPU payout is pretty stable. And at the current price, the trailing 12-month DPU is about 8.8%. It's pretty high. That's the Keppel Pacific Oak. Right. The other one will be the Cessio REIT. Cessio REIT has been on the increasing DPO payout for the past three quarters. At the present moment, it's giving us about 7.74%. Right. Seems that coronavirus is really over in China. Then all the China retail is coming back. These two are the surprise to me. And it's quite interesting to find that they are able to really ride through this pandemic period.
Well, thank you, as always, for helping us understand the REIT outlook in this market. And indeed, a couple of examples there beyond Singapore as well. Always so generous. Kenny Low, REIT specialist, independent financial advisor in Money and Me. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, Michelle.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.